It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
Just as leaves are beginning to fall in earnest, and there are a few pumpkins decorating porches, Starry Night Productions is putting on Richard O'Brien's Halloween cult classic, The Rocky Horror Show, in a raucously high-spirited production at the John Waldron Arts Center. The production's directed by company founder, sci-fi and B-movie fan Russell McGee, with choreography by Tom Slater and musical direction by Shaney Warman. Both McGee and Slater are in residence, but Warman's been making the drive back and forth from classes in Greencastle for the show. Hayden Moore and Alana Cheshire were a talented pair as the young innocents who end up at the spooky castle for the evening's adventures. Their host, Ryan Adams Wells, at well over 7 feet tall in outrageous platform heels, fishnet stockings, and bustier, was a very classy Dr. Frankenfurter. Daniel Petrie was his able assistant, Riff Raff. Daniel Sachs and Stephanie Feeler were affecting as Magenta and Columbia, the Doctor's ladies-in-waiting. The Doctor's creation, the Rocky of the Rocky Horror Show, was Robert Ping in blonde hair and leopard bikini bottom. He actually looked a little like diminutive Charles Atlas in those after pictures from those comic book ads aimed at us 97-pound weaklings. There were later appearances by Xavier Brooks as a one-note singing biker and Aaron Moon as the rival scientist Dr. Scott. An unusual and attractive feature of this production was the addition of the good-humored Derek Kroeber as the very interactive narrator Don Wolfman Cheney. To this already potent mix, you add the six leggy phantoms, the three outrageously informed front-row hecklers, and the four-piece live band. All in all, it was quite a show, very much in the tradition that's made the movie a cult classic. Starry Night Productions' The Rocky Horror Show at the John Waldron Arts Center plays tonight, Friday, and Saturday, Wednesday through Saturday the 22nd through the 25th, and then Monday through Thursday the 27th through the 30th in a run-up to Halloween. All shows are at 8. You can find this and other reviews and interviews on our website at wfiu.org. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.